43 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Volunteer Fire Chief Chris Ellis into the studio. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Lori.
I texted him to say, just, hey, don't forget your interviews this morning. I looked up and the bright red pretty fire vehicle was right outside our window. So thank you for your time. You, of all people, have the best excuse to miss an interview.
Well, thank you.
So, tell us, I guess we'll start with, I mentioned earlier in my community news, you have a Boston Butt fundraiser. Tell us about that.
We do. We started it last year as a way to help either our firefighters or even our retired firefighters' families that may be in need. We're selling them, I believe... Thank you, Lori. she pulled up the fundraiser photo. We're selling them on November the 5th. They're $40 each, and there's a you can either Venmo it if you'd like, or there's a scan for your phone on there, and also a phone number that you can call if you would like have any questions about it or. Want to purchase one, and we'll be cooking them the Friday night, November the 4th, and you can pick them up at Station 2, which is 19875 Thompson Hall Road, on Saturday, November 5th, between 8 and 12.
And you need to have the order in by October 30th.
Yes, please.
Can folks drop by a fire station and place an order and pay for them that way, or does it all need to be online?
Nope, they can stop by the fire station. They can give us a call. If they don't, they can call the fire phone, which is 233-5181, or the number that's on the flyer, which is 251-895-8485.
233-5181. Okay, and I also have this information on our Facebook page as well as on the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Facebook page. Okay. And recently, I guess a couple of weeks ago now, Fairhope Police were looking for possible suspects in what they believe to be arson or an intentional, not one, but two small wood fires on the Triangle property. Tell us about that.
So, like you said, about a week and a half ago, maybe a little bit longer, we got called to the Triangle property between veterans, what I call 104. I'm not sure what it's called anymore.
Right, right.
But, and that little corner right there where there's some biking trails, and we found an area that had been, actually we found two or three areas that had been burning. They had almost burned themselves out, but we did have to do some work on them to make sure they were out. And didn't think much of it, thought maybe somebody had just discarded something, maybe.
That's when it was so dry.
It was before we ever got even that little bit of rain.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the next day we went back, and there was a fire next to one of the areas that was burning. That area that we had extinguished, it was absolutely cold because we checked on it earlier that day. So that kind of sparked our suspicions a little more. PD was called. They did a report on this. And then last week, we got called to Main Street in the wooded area across from the 22,000 block, I think it was. And we found a jogger had found seen some smoke, and we found an area, a pretty decent sized area, that was burning. There were no trails or anything like that out there where this fire had started. So it just kind of sparked our suspicions a little more.
Right.
And PD just started looking, or is looking for information on them now.
No leads yet.
Nothing okay. That I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. Well, you want to move on to your call stats?
Sure.
And we're looking at September?
Yep, we're looking at September and August because last month I was unable to be here due to a number of calls during our interview time.
Okay.
So for August of this year, we ran three structure fires, a vehicle fire, 26 motor vehicle accidents or EMS calls, and then 47 false or miscellaneous. That's anything that doesn't fit into the other ones. Fire alarms, gas leaks, anytime the helicopter gets called to right. transport somebody that needs it on a medical call, for a total of 87 runs for August. And then in September, we had four grass fires, one structure fire, 32 motor vehicle accidents and EMS calls, and 64 false or miscellaneous runs for 101.
Whoa.
That's back to where we are kind of been holding for the last year and a half. So
right around that 100 calls a month.
Yep.
Average. And I have to ask this every time because we have so many newcomers moving into the area. Are we still safe? Are we still protected?
Absolutely.
With a volunteer
Absolutely.
Fire department?
We have great response to calls. We have great training, great support from not just great support from the community and the city. So we're handling everything that we need to handle. Our training, we train at least twice a month, if not more, and our training is just as good as some of the career fire departments.
And you also have is it four fire stations?
Currently have four fire stations.
And a fifth one?
We're working on a fifth. Have six engines, ladder truck, two rescue trucks. Something unique for us is we have an airport fire truck. One of the big crash trucks.
Oh yeah, is that new?
Nope, we've had that for many years.
Okay,
that's out at the obviously that's out at the airport at, mm-hmm. at off of County Road 32. But we've got great equipment, great support from the city so we appreciate that very much.
Do you get like an appropriation every year, or do you submit a budget?
We submit a budget, and they. Go through it just like they go through all the other departments, but we do submit a budget. It takes care of our fuel, equipment upkeep, truck upkeep, if buildings need repairs, things like that,
and occasionally a new vehicle. I mean,
occasionally new vehicle.
Okay.
Absolutely. This year They approved a new ladder truck for us, which will be an additional ladder truck to what we have currently.
How much do those things cost these days?
That was fully equipped. That was almost $1.6 million.
Whoa.
But we haven't had a new ladder truck since 99. So,
oh.
And the reason we had to get it going this quick is it's a 2 year build time.
To your weight,
yep.
Okay.
So, but we've got great support from everyone. So
you receive a portion of the tax from the city and county too? How does that work?
So we do all the fire departments in Baldwin County receive a portion of the ad valorem tax. I can't remember what the millage is right off the top of my head, but. All the departments receive that as a portion of their funding for the year.
And you also do your annual fundraising.
That's
drive.
Correct. We have several things we do. Our fund drive letter, which goes out somewhere between hopefully February and March every year. That's the biggest one. And we appreciate everybody's support on that. But we also have tried things like our barbecue cook-off, which we're hoping to bring back hopefully next year.
Good. That was
fun. That's a fun one to do, and just different things here and there.
Mm-hmm.
To raise money for the fire department.
Okay. We're speaking with Fairhope Volunteer Fire Chief Chris Ellis here at WABF. It is 8:33 and 44 degrees. October is Fire Prevention Week, and there were a month, and earlier it was Fire Prevention Week. Have you been going around to the schools?
We were out in the schools over the last 2 weeks, the schools and the daycares. Most of the fourth graders and down came home with the plastic fire hats.
I was going to ask if you still do that.
Absolutely.
My boys are all pushing 30 years old, and they love, when they were kids, they just loved that. And I can remember as a child coming up with an evacuation plan.
Absolutely. That's so very important.
You
very
teach important. Them about coming up with an evacuation plan for their family.
We teach them that. We teach them what to do if there's a fire in their home, how to get out safely. Once they get out, obviously, they don't go back in, or you don't go back in, mm-hmm. for anything. Those are the big, big ones. Everybody, always remember, stop, drop, and roll if for some reason your clothes, mm-hmm. do catch on fire. But it's a great time. They enjoy it. We enjoy it. And it's just, it's amazing what they remember year to year.
They want to answer your
absolutely.
Questions and
absolutely
raise their hands and be proud that they've retained that knowledge. That's so cute. I'm glad y'all do that. What else? Are you looking for more members if someone wanted to get involved in the fire department?
We are. We're always looking for more members. The easiest way to do that is give us a call at the 233-5181 number. There's also a QR code that is on our Facebook page and at each fire station if nobody's there, that you can scan and the fill out the application, and it gets to our secretary, and then we'll contact you with the next steps from there. But the easiest way is the 233-5181 number. And then, of course, right now, until November 1st, we're still under the 8M burn ban, which is, it's an air quality burn ban that starts May 1st, goes through all summer. It's not about dryness. It's not about how, you know, anything like that. It's an air quality burn ban that's been in place for, I've been here 25 years. It's been here at least as long as that, if not longer.
Now, when we've had these fire alerts from the weather service, is that an additional?
That's an additional one. It's due to the wind or the humidity. Just the weather's completely wrong for burning at that mm-hmm. point.
And a burn ban, does that mean, since we're getting cooler weather, can we have a little fire in our backyard fire pit, or
The fire pits are not covered by that.
Okay.
So you could do, fire pits are fine. You might excite the neighbors a little bit on some of that, but no, fire pits are not covered in the burn ban. So if you want to, you know, enjoy a adult beverage in the evening or a coffee in the morning or something like that and have the fire pit going, that's fine.
But as far as starting to pick up all these leaves and
debris, yeah,
and
the leaves, a burn, leaves and limbs, wait until November 1st and then give us a call. That way, we can issue your permit, and you don't get surprised by having one of us arrive in a fire truck going, "Why? What's going on?"
So it's always a good idea to notify y'all.
Absolutely. Notify us first, because there might be a reason we're not issuing permits that day,
okay.
because of the weather or uh-huh. something else.
Okay.
But please notify us first at the 233-5181 number, and then it's a strictly verbal permit, so we know who's burning that day.
And if you joined us late in the conversation, we started out with a Boston Butt fundraiser where the firefighters will be smoking the butts, and you can pick them up November 5th from the Thompson Hall Road Station. You need to order them by October 30th, $40 each. Call those numbers or look for the scan or drop by one of the fire stations. Anything else?
Just with it being starting to be cooler, everybody please be safe as you're turning on those heaters. Typically, if the heaters haven't run all summer, you're going to get that little initial smell of smoke when the dust burns off of them.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, just everybody, as we start to roll into the holiday season, and that's honestly scary to think about. Just everybody be safe this year.
I know, it's so fast. So, for those that need a space heater, it's my understanding they should never be plugged into an extension cord, right?
That's correct, and they should be away from anything that will actually catch on fire, blankets, curtains, yeah. Things like that. We've had several fires in the past that were house fires that were because the space heaters were too close to a combustible of some sort.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you. And thanks to your entire department for your selfless service. I know that it's a camaraderie and a passion that you all have to serve Fairhope, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you. Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis. It is 8:38 and 45 degrees. Let's check in now with Kenny in traffic.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, the fog has cleared crossing the bayway near the Battleship Parkway exit. It wasn't a large patch of fog.